This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody, and happy Independence Day. Hope the celebration is a safe and fun one for you. And the 4th of July is our theme today. We've dropped our regular format and gone all red, white, and blue. And we start the second half of the show with Morton Gould and the National Symphony Orchestra. This is American Salute. Well, the legend goes that Morton Gould composed American Salute for a radio show on November 11, 1942, the night before. The piece is a rhapsody based on Lewis Lambert's Civil War song, When Johnny Comes Marching Home. Well, this next number was a World War I flag waver, but this version comes from the World War II era. It's America, I Love You. And it's performed here by the Claude Thornhill Orchestra with the vocals by A Pair of Pears. America, I Love You, written by Archie Gottler and Edgar Leslie, and it was featured in the 1940 film Tin Pan Alley. But that was a 1942 recording made by the Claude Thornhill Orchestra with A Pair of Pears on the vocals. And those pears, the ladies, rhyming last names, Lillian Lane and Martha Wayne. And the guys were Dick Harding and Buddy Stewart. One of our earliest exposures to patriotism is the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance. Most of us learned those words in our early school days. That's the way it was for Red Skelton, too.
You know, getting back to school, I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer, I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation. One nation. Meaning so blessed by God. Indivisible. Incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
This is My Country, the melody written by Al Jacobs and the words by Don Ray, who's best known as a boogie-woogie songwriter. He composed Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Beat Me Daddy Eight to the Bar, The House of Blue Lights, and many others. But that one, just straight-up patriotism. This is My Country, and that was the very first recording of the song in 1942 by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. And before that, Red Skelton from his TV show in 1969, and his recitation and commentary on the Pledge of Allegiance. And it's part of our Independence Day celebration here on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, celebrating the 4th of July. And as far as observing the date, Bristol, Rhode Island is noted as having the oldest continuous 4th of July celebration. Their first party was 1777. Hey, and now a musical tip of the cap to the armed forces.
Get your gun, take it on the run, on the run, on the run. hear them calling you and me and every son of liberty. Hurry right away, no delay, go today. Make your daddy glad to have had such a lad. Tell your sweetheart not to pine, to be proud her boy's in line. Over there,
over there,
over there,
over there.
Send the word over there. That the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming. The drums rum tumming everywhere, everywhere.
So prepare.
We did it before, and we can do it again. Carl Hoff and his orchestra and the Murphy Sisters. Recorded December 23rd, 1941. There was the harmonies of the Mellow Men and Over There. And an armed forces medley from the combined bands of the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. While we're on the topic of the armed forces, Bob Newhart has a behind-the-scenes look at military life.
What I'm getting at is more and more jobs in the Army are being eliminated by the machine. There is one job that they will never eliminate in the Army through the machine, and that is the job of the foot soldier. And as long as they can't replace him, they're never going to be able to replace the griper. We've always had gripers. We had the griper in the Korean War, had him in World War II, in World War I, in the Civil War, And it stands to reason that we must have had gripers in the Revolutionary Army. And I thought it might be kind of interesting to imagine what a griper in the Revolutionary Army might have been like. And I think he might have been like this. You hear what Nutty George pulled last night? The dollar across Potomac, you didn't hear about that? You know, he had us out till 3 in the morning looking for the damn thing. Didn't he? Then we finally get back to the barracks about 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what time I finally got to sleep? 5. Yeah. There's some nut flashing a light on and off in the church tower all night. Oh, and then the minute he quits, this drunk goes riding through town screaming. Oh, then, remember we were marching the other day? And I had those shoes on that are 2 sizes too small for me. I've been trying to turn in the quartermaster for the last 3 weeks. And, you know, I kept kind of favoring this right leg all the time, you know? And, who was it? Harry had the flag and Al was blowing flute or something like that. Wasn't he? Finally, you know, I get back to the barracks. I'm soaking my feet. Sergeant walks in. He says, Washington caught it. He likes the idea of the limp and I should leave it in. Oh, we got some real winners on our side. What do you think of Benny? Yeah, George's friend, Benny. Yeah, Franklin, the one with the square glasses, you know? There's a real flip, boy. You've heard what he does for kicks, haven't you? Next time we have a thunderstorm, watch him. Oh, then the crowning touch. Remember, we're going across the Delaware in the boat. Ice on either side, right? Dead of the night. Who do you suppose gets up and walks to the front of the boat and stands in the front of the boat? Nutty George, sure. And then the guy in the other boat painting him, how about him?
That's Bob Newhart with a soldier in George Washington's army. Part of our American birthday celebration on today's Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's Happy Birthday USA number 249. And did you know there are 30 towns in America that have liberty in their names? The most are in Iowa. 11 towns are named Independence. 5 are called Freedom. There's a Patriot in Indiana. And 5 localities have America in their name. And don't forget to fly the flag. Of course, Betsy Ross sewed the first American flag. It's not clear who actually designed it, but the experts at the Betsy Ross House suggest it was Francis Hopkinson, a New Jersey delegate to the Continental Congress, and a signer to the Declaration of Independence. Well, off to the movies now, and a great American, George M. Cohan, was portrayed on screen by James Cagney.
Candy, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So's Uncle Sam.
I'm a real life Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a Josh. She's a Yankee, by gosh.
Oh, say, can you see
anything about a Yankee that's awful neat?
Little Johnny Jones, the jockey from the USA,
will ride the pony Yankee Doodle English Derby Day.
Yankee Doodle, Yankee Doodle,
Though he's broken records every track and every beat.
So Yankee Doodle's gonna be the boy they have to beat.
Sportsmen of the British Isles who followed his career have offered Johnny anything to keep him over here.
But all the money in the Bank of England couldn't pay enough to keep young Johnny Jones away from old Broadway.
If you want to take a trip, the surest of sure things,
have your houses mortgaged, pop your watches, pawn your rings,
and put it all on Yankee Doodle. Johnny Jones is up.
I'm gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
He's gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
I'm a Yankee Doodle dandy. Yankee Doodle, do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
He's a Yankee Doodle dandy. A Yankee Doodle do or die.
History began on July 4th, 1776. Everything before that was a mistake.
Freedom. Freedom. That's my song for today. Listen to this American troubadour from the USA.
I'm singing a song of freedom. For all people who cry out to be free. Free to sail the seven seas. Free to worship as we please. If the birds up in the trees can be free, why can't we? I'm bringing a song of freedom to all people wherever they may be. Free to speak and free to hear, free from want and free from fear. Sons of freedom far and near who agree, sing with me, that all God's children shall be free.
All God's children shall be free.
Seven seas, free to worship as we please. If the birds up in the trees can be free, why can't we?
I'm singing a song of freedom for all people wherever they may be.
Free to speak and free to hear, free from want and free from fear. Sons of freedom, far and near who agree, sing with me, that all God's children shall be free.
Hallelujah, 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 all God's children, all God's children,
all
God's children shall be free.
Usually, when we talk about the motion picture Holiday Inn, we're referring to the introduction of White Christmas. But there were lots of great songs in that flick written by Irving Berlin, including The Song of Freedom. That was Bing Crosby, along with the John Scott Trotter Orchestra and the Ken Darby Singers. And a little sound clip from Parks and Rec and Super Patriot, Ron Swanson, played by Nick Offerman. And, of course, before that, James Cagney playing George M. Cohan and Yankee Doodle Dandy. Well, next up, a flag waver from the Gene Krupa Band. July 1st, 1940, Gene Krupa's orchestra, I Am an American, with the vocals by Howard Delaney and Irene Day. It's a 4th of July celebration on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on this July 4th edition of Seems Like Old Times. And a few more facts around our independence celebration. Well, the first reading of the Declaration came at Independence Hall in Philadelphia on July 8th of 1776. The Liberty Bell sounded from the tower of the hall, summoning citizens to gather for the reading by Colonel John Nixon. Only one president was born on the 4th of July, that was Calvin Coolidge. Three presidents died on July 4th, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. And it was Adams who said this about Independence Day: "It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, games, guns, sports, bells, bonfires, and illuminations, from one end of this continent to the other. From this time forward, forevermore."
Thank you.
the Vaughn Monroe Orchestra without the leader on the vocals. He turned that over to the Four V's. And they were Heather Anderson, Jack Fay, Art Dedrick, and Ray Heath. And they made that record in 1942. Well, next up to salute the USA is Eddie Howard.
Land
Well, a great way to finish out our Independence Day weekend celebration. First, we heard from Eddie Howard doing America the Beautiful. That was from his radio show on July 4th, 1948. And we close it out, as always, with Kate Smith and God Bless America, a recording from 1939 with the orchestra and chorus led by Jack Miller. And we are all out of time for today's show. Hope you're having a great July 4th weekend celebration. It's been so good having you here, and I'll see you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.